Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Coming up at Los Alamitos are two of our biggest races for three-year-olds. The Grade 1 Los Alamitos Oaks on Saturday, March 28th, and the Grade 2 El Primero del Año Derby on Sunday, March 29th. Kindergarten winner Beautiful was the top qualifier to the Grade 1 Oaks. Can she win our biggest race for fillies? Meanwhile, Winter Derby winner Dudok Cartel continues to shine. He heads the El Primero final. Plus, night racing's best bets are here. The early and late pick four and the traditional pick six. The total pick six pool was over 82,000 on March 8th. And racing fans, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Aqueduct, and more. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgart Sports Bar. Don't miss our graded stakes finals at Los Alamitos.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front. Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose. And Gamely is the winner by a nose, Rising.
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Form Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Form Away, Marquetry, Form Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come join us for top-class daytime thoroughbred action and nighttime quarter horse racing through December 14th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom, perennial top stallion clubhouse ride, stakes producing Om and Tamarando. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragazin Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, along with free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Thank you, Dan Jers, and a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Hey, great to have you with us. Just 48 days in front of the Run for the Roses, the Kentucky Derby, the first Saturday in May. And, you know, some good racing around the country yesterday. We can tell you this, it's Santa Anita, a nine-race card. We get underway at 1 o'clock, a pick-six carryover in excess of $32,000. And we have carryovers in the $1 coast-to-coast pick five, as well as the $1 sunset pick six. And, you know, some big performances in the jockey and trainer standings on Friday. Miciel Jaramillo and Doug O'Neill each had three wins. That was Friday. Yesterday, it was Antonio Fresu getting a late start due to injury. He had three wins. In the standings, through 35 racing days at Santa Anita, Jaramillo and Juan Hernandez atop the standings with 34. Kazushi Kimura is next with 33 and an upstart. Armando Ayuso fourth with 24 victories. As for the trainers, Doug O'Neill having a dream meet. He is seven clear of Mark Glatt, 28-21. Bob Baffert also tied with Glatt for second position. Then it's George Papabedramo at 19 and Michael McCarthy with 18. Speaking of trainers, we've got a high percentage. Jonathan Thomas, first ever appearance on Thoroughbred LA. We have him scheduled right after Jonathan Hardoon this morning, hoping to get John. He's got the 5-2 morning line favorite, the ultra-consistent Mrs. Astor, in today's Grade 3 Santa Ana Stakes. And according to a story by Brad Free in today's Daily Racing Form, the six-year-old Mrs. Astor, well, she's at a crossroads. She has won five out of her last six out of her last eight, and again, going for three in a row today. And they want to see how she does in the Grade 3 Santa Ana. If she wins and wins impressively, apparently it's on to the Grade 1 Gamely on Memorial Day. If things don't go quite according to the way they hope, well, it's going to be going to the breeding shed in Kentucky. And Jonathan Thomas also has Starry Night in very good form. She is 12-1 on the morning line in today's Santa Ana. Let's get back to Long Island. Say hello to Jonathan Hardoon with the Rags and Sheets. Hey, John, good morning. How are things back there?
Good, Mike. How are you?
Real good. First of all, on behalf of the listeners, congratulations. I believe you had a $14 winner at Santa Anita with us on air last week.
Yeah, Graysley, I think it was a Doug O'Neill and Doug O'Neill horse, and the horse won easily, and nice ride by Jaramillo.
You know, you talk about cycles in our game. With you, it's form cycles. That's where the Ragas and Sheets comes in, because through the years, over the decades, the Sheets, the numbers have been able to isolate horses getting better, but in a not-so-obvious way, and therefore you get a price. But also jockeys and trainers, and you look at the meet Doug O'Neill's having, 28 wins coming into today, and a guy who has benefited greatly from Doug's high percentage is the recently arrived, you know, Amiciel Jaramillo, and happy to say it, he's handled by agent Tom Canusta, a good friend who was kind of left disenfranchised on top of the meet. He'd done very well with Antonio Fresu, but again, it's peaks and valleys, it's cycles, and you try and ride them, John. That's about all I can say.
That, and you're right, Mike, and Jaramillo's very lucky. He got to California. He fell in, you know, in good hands with Doug O'Neill, and O'Neill's been on fire, and he's reaping all the benefits of it, so good for them. And O'Neill's winning with other riders, too. He passes it around, but Jaramillo's had a lot of success with him.
And Doug is going to be some kind of busy on the Derby Trail. He's got three horses that I know of that are going to be running in three different places. The Wood Memorial, the Louisiana Derby, and he's staying home for the Santa Anita Derby. So hoping to get Doug on maybe next week. Speaking of Derby hopefuls, let's talk about yesterday's $500,000 Virginia Derby. A son of Bolt Doro, incredible, trained by Riley Mott, son of Hall of Famer Bill Mott, had disappointed down at Gulfstream in the Grade 3 Holy Bull. Things just went way amiss. The same Jock Torres rode back yesterday, and he looked absolutely super, I thought. And along with that, really not the best of trips for Bob Baffert and Butane, who was handled by Flavion Pratt. Flavion had a 5-win day, but Butane never really got a chance to show his best stuff. Your thoughts on yesterday's Virginia Derby?
Well, first of all, a mile and eighth at Colonial Downs, Mike, is one turn. It's like Belmont Park.
Right.
They don't go around two turns, a mile and a 16th, a mile. All those races are one turn. So that certainly could have helped Incredible, who seems to like one turn. The race last time out in the Holy Bull, he just didn't run a step. You have to excuse bad efforts. And when they rebound and come back like that, well, that's certainly a positive sign. As for Butane, he just never got into the flow of the race. He just found himself in trouble from the get-go. He got blocked around the far turn. I wouldn't put much into the effort. It just really was a non-effort because he never really got an opportunity to strut his stuff. And it's funny. Pratt had 5 wins expecting this to be number 6. It just didn't pan out. But again, take nothing away from Incredible. And it's going to be interesting because now he's got points to get into the Derby. You're going to have a father and son opportunity in the Derby. You don't see that often, but we have a chance for that this year.
Yeah, and his dad has Magnitude, correct?
His dad has Wallaby.
He ran against.
Yeah, he has a real good horse, Chief Wallaby.
Second
start. He's lightly raced, only 2 starts, and he's run super in both of them. He was beaten in the Holy Bull by a neck. You know, first time around 2 turns and career start number 2. So it's the upside on this horse is tremendous.
Yeah. Commandment trained by Brad Cox. And, of course, Mott with Chief Wallaby got a 100 buyer in running second. A huge effort, all things considered, in the Fountain of Youth last time out. Speaking of Derby prospects, let's talk Bob Baffert a little bit. Any chance you have any numbers, any take on Cherokee Nation and you know the way he broke his maiden going 2 turns.
Well, he ran a 4, Mike. And
wow.
Guess what? No, I don't think anyone else or anyone else at this point
that's
has
too
run
good.
A 4. Well, it may be too good, but he's still got to get points. That's the problem. So I'm sure he's going to get it at Santa Anita. You know, hopefully it's a full field so they give the full 100 points because, listen, he's going to be Baffert's best shot if he gets in, and I'm sure he'll find a way to get him in.
He's scheduled for the Santa Anita Derby. Now, another maiden winner for Baffert. This came a week ago yesterday. We talked about it on air. Crude Velocity, that was going 6.5. Any idea on a number for him at this point, John?
I forgot to get it, Mike. I'm sorry.
I forgot to ask you.
Exactly. So
right.
We're in the same boat. You get half the blame. I'll take the other half.
Yeah.
We'll get it for you next week.
And we're almost done with spring training. You're getting nothing but breaking balls here on radio. I apologize.
No problem.
Well, hey, listen, John, we mentioned 9 at Santa Anita. Let's face it, it's not all peaches and cream. We've got a 3-horse field. I mean, I'm going to have Ray Pollock on an hour or two, and one of the things we're going to be talking about, the declining foal crop internationally, and here he sent me some numbers on the top 5 thoroughbred breeding states in America, and the numbers dating back like 20 years or so, they're not good, John. They are not across the board.
They're falling off the cliff, Mike. You know,
yeah.
the top sellers, I get it. Yeah, you have a handful of guys that go and spend millions of dollars, but it doesn't trickle down to the smaller outfits, and I think it's a big trouble ahead. And listen, I don't want to be pessimistic. I like to be optimistic, but the truth is the truth. When they give you a 3-horse race on Santa Anita on a Sunday, who would have ever thunk it? And it's a $6,000 claimer. In 1,000 years, you couldn't imagine it, but that's the situation we deal with.
John, on the glass half full front, at the top end of the game, you go to the 2-year-old in training sales, Ocala and so on. The numbers are off the chart.
Yeah, but that's the problem. It's, again, a group of people that put a lot of money into the game, and you know, they're entitled to do what they want. The problem is it can't sustain itself long enough. That's going to be the problem, I think.
All right. You know an awful lot. Listen, it's been very windy at the Big A. By the way, I want to say condolences to our Matthew DeSantis. He works for Naira Betts, does a tremendous job. His mother passed away. He's not going to be able to be with us today. He told me he'd be back next week. So condolences to him. But give us an update on weather at the Big A today, John.
It's actually fine today, Mike. It's in the 40s. It's a little overcast, but no rain or snow in sight. And that's good. All the snow has melted since the last time we spoke. So they'll get through the day. Yesterday, the wind was crazy. Not today. It's fine. It's a beautiful day.
Cool. Where do you want to go for hour one here, John?
Let's go to Aqueduct, look at race number 7, a mile on the main track. And I like the number 5 horse in here, Solo Dancing, a 4-year-old gelding from the Ralph D'Alessandro barn. Rider switched today to Ricardo Santana, who, by the way, came back to Aqueduct after spending a few weeks at Oakland. He figured Aqueduct's a lot better for him, and he's right. He's winning multiple races a day. The horse is listed at 5-1 on the morning line. Number 5, Solo Dancing, wins today's 7th race at an Aqueduct.
Post time for race 7 at Aqueduct, set for 4:17 Eastern. JONHARDOON.com. What's there?
3 best plays, $10. Full card, $25. Today we have Gulfstream. They have a mandatory pick 6 payout along with the other Coast to Coast and Sunset 6. We have Aqueduct, we have Oakland, and, of course, Santa Anita Selection.
Okay, and speaking of Santa Anita, can't wait to get you back toward the end of the show, John. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
You as well. And as advertised now, we're joined first time ever by trainer Jonathan Thomas. What an impact he's made dating back to a year ago last summer at Del Mar here in Southern California. But this guy is anything but new to the racing scene, former assistant to Christophe Clément, who I believe is going to be inducted into the National Museum of Racing Hall of Fame posthumously, also an assistant for Todd Pletcher. He himself won the 2016 Belmont Derby on turf, and then shipped upstate to take down the Travers as well. He joins us now on Thoroughbred LA. He's got the morning line favorite in today's Grade 3 Santa Ana. John Thomas, good morning. Thank you for taking time, and congratulations on what is again shaping up as a high-percentage meet for you.
I appreciate that. Yeah, we've been lucky where a lot of the horses have been showing up, and you've been beneficiaries of some great rides. So, you know, long may it last.
Yeah, exactly. You had a winner on Friday, so I think you come into today's proceedings 8 wins from 28 starters and 3 stakes wins from the 8 wins overall. Let's talk a little bit about your background. I know you were a jump jockey.
Steeplechase jockey?
Yeah, steeplechase rider. And you had a terrible injury, and you recovered from it. And in doing a little research on you for the show today, you said something I thought was kind of remarkable, and it speaks to how important this business is to those of us who are in it. When you lost the ability to ride, you said your identity, your self-identity was shaken. Take us through that process, John, and how you got back to where you're at now.
I think it's like any athletic endeavor, and you watch some documentaries on these guys that played at a high level and had to retire, and they're completely lost. I think when you give yourself over to whatever occupation it is and kind of set everything else to the side, you become that thing. So when it goes away, you're less looking at life in a completely different way. So, fortunately for me, it happened when I was young and I had a lot of options to kind of fill in the gaps for what wasn't going to end up a very good career after I was injured.
Yeah, well, great that you had options. So many guys don't. I've talked to a lot of retired jockeys over the years, retired athletes in general, and they say almost to a man, you can never replicate that adrenaline rush that you get from the competition, and you take winning, that takes it to another level. And for a lot of guys in life, after they don't have that, it's a tough thing to come to grips with, and it can lead to some not-so-good consequences, as I know you would agree with that, John.
No, I would, absolutely. I mean, like I said, when you kind of lose your soul a little bit and you don't have that thing to get up for every morning, it can be quite tough. I mean, like I said, I was very fortunate that I'm in a business where, you know, you can kind of go from rider to trainer fairly smoothly if it's something you want to do. This business has a lot of options for someone who's young and hungry and wants to put in the time with the right people. So it's actually a very democratic kind of business that way.
And not so much in other ways.
But, yeah, I mean, listen, it's it's easy to be doom and gloom, but the reality of it is, you know, there is opportunity. There is racing. As with everything in life, you need to approach it with an adapt or die sort of mantra, because, you know,
right,
at any sport's bigger than we are, so you got to play the game as it's laid in front of you. You start wanting to advocate and change the game, which is great. If you're a trainer, it's just you're giving too much of yourself to something else. So as long as there's a condition book and races and we have the right horses, we're going to run.
Keep your head down and go straight forward. I've always told my kids it's a people world, John, and I think of a guy like Michael McCarthy. We always called him Whitey when he was right out of Arcadia High School out here, but he hooked up with Todd Pletcher, and I think he's benefited from that connection, much like you have in reading your bio, in that, boy, you were around a lot of big people, meaning owners and so on and so forth. Not only that, Todd's organizational skills, and, you put it all together, and it's really paying dividends. Listen, when you come out in the morning, when you've got a mare like Mrs. Astor, that it kind of makes things a little bit easier in terms of rolling out of bed. What a magnificent mare this has been for you. She's after her third straight win, comes off a nose win at a mile and one half in the ungraded Astra here on January 19th. You're into a grade three today. You cut back a quarter mile to a mile and a quarter on turf. She's won 4 out of her last 5, 6 out of her last 8. Just talk about Mrs. Astra. I read in Brad Free's story in today's Daily Racing Forum, apparently you're at a crossroads with her, and there's quite a little bit on the line today in terms of her future, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I would say it's more a direction. I don't want to put a lot of pressure on her because she's done nothing wrong and owes us nothing. So, you know, we're kind of approaching it as a no-pressure situation. If she were to win or just get beat, There's a grade one called the Gamely at the end of May. And that's further, you know, it's backing up, again, a
Milo 1/8 on turf. Yeah.
Correct. So we're kind of doing a, what I call a reverse stretch out. You know, we're kind of slowly backing her into a mile and eighth trip, which will probably be as short as she wants to run. But, you know, if there's a lot of pace, she, I think she could be impactful. So, listen, if she's to run real, really well today, then it's a natural progression to the Gamely. If she threw in an uncharacteristically poor performance, we're going to pat her on the neck and tell her thank you, and then she's going to go off and do, you know, hopefully reproduce herself as a broodmare.
Exactly. Hey, on a very trivial note, Jonathan, a good friend of mine was a regular rider of Gamely. She was owned by William Hagen Perry, trained by Jim Maloney, a guy named Wayne Harris. He was from Western Canada, and Manuel Lacaza also had a lot of success with her. She was a champion in every respect. I'm glad that race is still a grade one. That'll be on Memorial Day at the end of May. Talk about pace in today's Santa Ana. You've also got Starry Night. She just got nailed on the money in her most recent start, going a mile and 1/8 in the grade three Frankel. I got to believe it, there's nothing ambiguous here with Starry Night. She goes, and Mrs. Astor tries to get a legitimate pace to run at, no?
I absolutely see that sort of complexion setting up, and the good thing about it is it benefits both horses to give them their best chance. You know, if they were kind of both need the lead sort of types, I wouldn't, you know, would have only run one. But I think Starry Night's best shot is to go ahead and shake loose, and hopefully they forget about her. You know, it's a step up. It's a tougher race than the Frankel, but she's a cool little filly. Every time I test her, she kind of wants to try to come up with the goods, you know, or tries very hard. So we'll see. We'll see. But she's training. She's also training pretty well.
It, well stated. You know, three back, she broke her maiden for a $40,000 tag at Colonial Downs back July last summer, and she's just steadily progressed for you. Just having that graded stakes placing on her resume now makes her a lot more valuable, and I mean, she's a nose away from three consecutive wins, and, you know, if she shakes loose today and she's double digits in the tote, sometimes they get away with a little bit of larceny on occasion, as you know.
It can happen. It can happen. And she's getting quite a bit of weight. So she's also carrying, I want to say, 4 to 6 pounds less than everybody else. So, like I said, we're going to let her go out there and do her thing. And if everybody wants to ignore her and leave her alone, you never know. She might be sneaky.
And you ride Ricky Gonzalez back. And I think that's a big plus. He knows her. He knows how well she ran last time out. With the other mare, Mrs. Astor, you got to go to a new jock because Umberto Rispoli is sidelined due to injury. I saw you quoted that you've been looking forward to an opportunity to do some business with Antonio Fresu. He comes off a 3-win yesterday. You got to be liking that.
I love it. Yeah, I mean, he's, you know, we hate what happened to Umberto, but we've enjoyed, you know, our relationship so far with Antonio. I could be wrong. I want to say he's 6 for the last 9 rides for us or something to that effect. And the ones he didn't win, they were more my fault than his. He did nothing wrong. So it's so far he's been riding really well for us. So, you know, hopefully it continues today. But he's breezed his filly a couple times and has kind of gotten to know her. So, she can get a nice clean trip you know, she should be pretty dangerous.
Jonathan Thomas, thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it. And, boy, what a great addition you've been to the situation here in Southern California. All the best today and moving forward.
I appreciate it.
Thank
you very much. And bye.
Take care. Jonathan Thomas from his barn at Santa Anita. And, guys, we'll take a quick timeout. We're coming back strong. John Lindo, he's either somewhere southbound on I-15 coming home from that NHC tournament up in Las Vegas, or he's already firmly ensconced down in the cave in Carlsbad. We're going to find out. Michael Rona pinch hitting today for Orlando Gutierrez. Trainer Leonard Powell, very active today, going to be joining us top of the next hour along with Ray Pollock, Andy Harrington. Heck of a show straight ahead. Don't go away. This is Thoroughbred LA. We'll be right back.
Radio.
AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615 or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Almond Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a...
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
Oh,
And welcome back. Hour one, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Mike Willman going to the phones right now. I think he's somewhere on I-15, not quite sure. John Lindo, good morning. Where are you?
Hey, I'm in Temecula. Just pulled off of here and chat with you a little bit, then finish off the trip back to Carlsbad.
Okay, you guys always get an early start, and I know you've been up in Vegas for the NHC tournament. I got to read you something that Steve Johnson sent me from the South Point. Now, you guys were at the Horseshoe, right, you and Bob Ike?
Yes, we were.
By the way, what about Ike? Where is he in the standings?
Yesterday, so we got a chance to have a nice leisurely dinner and enjoy it, and he is headed back today as well. Played a good tournament, had a lot of good trips yesterday, just didn't have the right horses.
Okay, I couldn't quite catch the first paragraph, but it sounds like he went in the tank yesterday. Is that safe to say?
Didn't necessarily go in the tank, but he didn't get to get the job done. So, but you know what? After winning the Ultimate Betting Challenge at Santa Anita the weekend before, he had a pretty good run this week.
Yes, he sure did. Anyway, I mentioned Steve Johnson. That's where Orlando Gutierrez and Ed Burghardt are out. There's some sort of a quarter horse confab over there. Steve Johnson from the race book at the South Point sent me this yesterday. He said, Mike, as you know, the NCAA tournament is here. He says the games will also be on in the sports book and lounges. Rooms are still available at the South Point, folks. For those who want a break from all the madness, their pool is open as well. Going to be nice and cool because outside they're going to be approaching 100 degrees next week, according to Steve. And he says, as always, parking is free and no charge for seating in the race and sports book. John, we always encourage folks, give Steve Johnson a call on the race book at the South Point, toll-free, 866-780-7223 or 866-780-RACE. Now, tell us about the overall experience up there. It looked good on FanDuel. A lot of action, high-energy people appear to be having a very good time.
I tell you what, the NTRA has got this tournament down. The event center they used there at the Horseshoe, which was just renewed again for the next 3 years. Mm-hmm. It holds a big crowd. It does it well. It's very easy viewing. Again, they're great about giving out the scratches, changes, any updates that the handicappers need to play this tournament. And it really, it's run well top to bottom. It's enjoyable. We had a great time. They had 1,000 people on Thursday try to play the last chance contest there to get into the main tournament. So it's really taken on a week of handicapping, and you see a lot of guys that you know from all around the racetracks. It's a fun time. It's kind of a convention where you can make some money.
You know, you mentioned the last chance. There used to be a bar in Azusa named the Last Chance on your way up Azusa Canyon. It's one I missed. I can report that. So,
well, just want to clear that. First prize of $825,000 at the end of that, though, did they?
not a little bit, John. Listen, we like to talk about the cowbreds. We know we've got challenges. I mentioned a few minutes ago, Ray Pollock sent over some data on foal crops nationwide, internationally, going back about 10 years. And wow, it's a little bit dismal. But to me, my deal is, and I'm jumping back into the pool on a very small level up at Legacy. I got a mare that I'm breeding to Forbidden Kingdom. But my thing is, if you get a runner, I think you got a hell of a chance to make money because you don't have that much competition. The whole key is getting races to go and so on and so forth.
Well, that's the thing. And if you look at the regular cards at Santa Anita and in Southern California in general, cowbreds make up a huge percentage of the horses that run every single day. Those cowbred allowances, those cowbred maidens, they fill. We're running now cowbred maiden claimers, too, for the lesser horses that are filling. So you can get a place to run those horses. And, you know, there's the incentives now. You've got the owner's premiums have been increased, different ways to win the cowbred allowance condition more than once on either service or the same service at different distances. As far as registering your cowbred, they're waiving that fee for the next couple of years. So CTBA is doing as much as they can to make it, incentivize you to go ahead and make that foal a cowbred and take advantage of all these programs.
Yeah, there are a lot of very tangible incentives. And, we also like to talk about Legacy Ranch. Their clubhouse ride had a nice winner yesterday. Scary Fast Ride with Tyler Bays at almost 12-1. Pressed the pace and won very impressively in a first condition allowance going 6.5. You got a $25.60 win mutual. trained by Sean McCarthy, bred by Harris Farms. This is a 7-year-old mare by Clubhouse Ride out of a Congaree mare. So congratulations to everybody involved, the Seidners, Craig Lewis with Clubhouse Ride, another nice Southern California winner. Speaking of yesterday at Santa Anita, we had some really good racing, John. What about the seventh race yesterday? Captain Cochise, what has he won, about 10 in a row now? He was up by a nose in a four-horse photo, a classic turf finish going a mile, race seven yesterday, and you got 5-1 on a red-hot Captain Cochise, $12.40 the mutual.
Yeah, Cochise hasn't lost since 2024, had a long way up, came back, and it's just been rattling him off. And you talk about a horse that wants to beat you. He stuck his nose in front.
Amazing.
And he fought all the way, and he out-nosed his stablemate. The Georgie Papa Prodromo Barn had a great race, and they were Balladeer second. Just a fun race. And, you know, while that photo was hanging on the board, there's people all in that tournament room, have one horse or the other, all staring at that screen waiting for that photo to come down. I mean, it had a lot to do with where the leaders are in this tournament.
Oh, I'm sure it did. And good on Georgie Papa Prodromo. Ended up 1-2 there. Mike Smith with his second win on the day. By the way, trainer Ryan Hansen ran 1-2 in the last race with a great shaking and Midnight Cowgirl. So anyway, John, it's a great game. Obviously, the inventory is lacking, and that's why we've got a couple of shorter fields today.
Well, it happens here, but it's not a California problem. You watch the
races
around
it's
the
spread out.
Tournament.
Oh, yeah.
We saw a lot of four-horse fields around the country.
No question.
So it's a population problem, and we're doing the best we can in California to make it better as everywhere else is. But, you know, it's not cheap. It takes some money to breed and get these horses out. That's why you got to run for as much money as you possibly can when you're ready to race.
John, I've got a mare up at Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch. Can't say enough about the place. I was up there about 5 weeks ago, just an absolutely immaculate facility. You've been there, a 5/8-mile training track. Every horse Terry Knight takes to the gate, takes to the track every morning, they stand in the gate. When they come into the racetrack, you know, they're ready to realize their potential, and their mind is on business. Richard Tedesco oversees the track. He's up there on a regular basis. It's just an immaculate, state-of-the-art facility. It looks like you're in Kentucky. I would encourage anybody, go to their website, legacyranch.com, or if you have mares, schedule a visit and say hello to farm manager Terry Knight. The office number there at Legacy is 209-759-3315. And, of course, they've got high hopes for multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom, a son of 2015 Triple Crown winner American Pharoah. And he stands up there alongside Tamarando, Clubhouse Ride. It's a hell of a stallion roster for California. It truly is.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Mike. You talked about the work in the training track. You know, Legacy's broken and started a lot of quarter horses up there. So you know they got to come out of the gate running. And
yeah.
Terry Knight knows what to do to get those ready, those babies ready. Those 2-year-old quarter horses they've had at Los Alamitos for the years, they pop that gate like it's nobody's business.
Well, I mean, Terry, a multiple stakes winning trainer with the quarters and the thoroughbreds. His dad, Shane Knight, who I knew, had a champion quarter horse. You might remember, John, by the name of Kawiya Bar back.
Good horse.
Oh, an absolutely great horse. I think Bobby Adair was his regular rider. Well, let's go ahead and get to it. We want to get you guys back to Carlsbad. Who do you like on the 9-race card today at Santa Anita?
I'm going to go to the 7th race at Santa Ana Stakes. Unfortunately for Jonathan Thomas, Mrs. Astor drew the 10-hole. Starry Night, his other horse, drew 7. She's got a shot in there. But I'm going to try number 2, Queen Sienna, again. Got the money last time at 11-1 going a mile and 8th. She's gotten better as the distances have gotten longer since she came to the United States. She's 3-for-5 at a mile and a quarter back in her home country in Argentina. And Peru is where she was running. But I tell you, this is a filly or mare that's going to want more distance. She's going to get it today inside post. She saves some ground. And I think she'll be running late at a big number. She's 12-1 on the program. Number 2, Queen Sienna, race 7, Santa Anita.
Argentine bred for Marcello Polanco. Victor Espinosa, he can still do it, John. He just isn't getting many opportunities, but he's hitting at about a 23% rate at entry time. He's back aboard Queen Sienna. He won with her last time out, as you noted, at 11-1. Post time for race 7, the Grade 3 Santa Ana is at 4:06 Pacific.
And, yeah, Victor's had quietly a really good meet.
No doubt about it. John, again, your stuff, the Lindo Report, available free of charge. Anybody wants to get up to the South Point, and it's also available at todaysracingdigest.com. Looking forward to catching you and Bob Icke on air here next Saturday from 9 to 10. Really appreciate you joining us.
You got it, Mike. Good luck today.
You as well. Hey, before we step aside, folks, if you're a beginner to horse racing or an enthusiast of this beautiful sport, you need to know about the Data Eel. Data Eel is horse racing simplified. The Data Eel gives people a fun and easy entrance into the complex sport of horse racing. Experienced enthusiasts use Data Eel to enhance their handicapping skills in a simplified way. The Data Eel algorithms have already crunched the numbers for your favorite racetrack. Go to dataeel.com, that's dataeel.com, or horseracingsimple.com. We'll go ahead and take a quick time out here, and we'll come back strong with the voice of Los Alamitos, Michael Rona. Don't forget trainer Leonard Powell, Ray Pollock, top of the next hour, along with Andy Harrington. And then, of course, Bruce Finkelstein going to be joining us. Toby Callett, take two with Jonathan Hardoon. It's all straight ahead right here on Thoroughbred LA on the home of the Angels, AM 830.
Radio.
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Coming up at Los Alamitos are two of our biggest races for three-year-olds, the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Oaks on Saturday, March 28th, and the Grade 2 El Primero del Año Derby on Sunday, March 29th. Kindergarten winner Beautiful was the top qualifier to the Grade 1 Oaks. Can she win our biggest race for fillies? Meanwhile, Winter Derby winner Dudok Cartel continues to shine. He heads the El Primero final. Plus, night racing's best bets are here. The early and late pick four and the traditional pick six. The total pick six pool was over 82,000 on March 8th. And racing fans, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Aqueduct, and more. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. Don't miss our graded stakes finals at Los Alamitos.
Hey, everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland.
Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, halu'alohagardenandkitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by The Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at The Bit.
Final segment, hour one here at Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Folks, just got off the phone with agent Ryan Casado, and he celebrated the biggest day of his professional life a week ago yesterday, along with jockey Diego Herrera and trainer Richie Baltus. They won the Grade 1 Santa Anita Handicap aboard British Isles, who's owned in part by Nick Casado, Slam Dunk Racing. But news out earlier this week, and Ryan Casado just confirmed it for me, this will be, at least for the time being, Diego Herrera's last day at Santa Anita. He is shifting his tack full-time to Gulfstream Park in South Florida. Diego with a long shot opportunity in today's Grade 3 Santa Ana. He rides number 4, 1,000 miles, 20-1 on the morning line for Arizona-based trainer Van Belvoir. So we want to wish Diego all the best. 21-year-old jock, works very, very hard. A big day a week ago yesterday, but he's looking for more opportunities. We wish him well. Going to welcome aboard the voice of Los Alamitos right now, the one and only Michael Rona. Michael, good morning. How are you?
Terrific. Thanks very much, Mike.
Good. Listen, I got to weave in a little sponsorship here. I don't know how your plumbing is doing, not personally, but wherever you may be residing. But if you have any issues, I can tell you this from multiple personal experiences, Michael, Western Rooter is the way to go. They're based in Arcadia, and they're family-owned for more than four decades now, owned by my good friends Mike and Jenny Glenn, along with Larry and John Batala. Go to their website, Michael, if you want to see what I'm talking about. They've got over 400 five-star reviews at westernrooter.com, 24/7 commercial, residential. They're on time and under budget. If you give them a call at 626-448-6455, Michael, if you mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, they'll knock 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West, as are you, Michael. Good to have you.
Thank you. Happy to be filling in for Orlando today. He is in Las Vegas for the annual AQHA conference, the American Quarter Horse Association. So I'm just going to try to steer you in a couple of winners on a program that's of increased interest tonight thanks to a $15,000 pick six carryover.
That was my next question. $15,000 carryover, that's sizable. It's a $2 traditional pick six. You've got eight races. You get underway at 5:40. So the pick six kicks off race three, and hopefully that pool, it might be around 90,000, even a little bit more. What do you think, Michael?
Yep, every chance of that. So the first leg around 6:36 p.m., 15,000 is a nice head start for the punters tonight at Los Al.
Yeah, and Michael, you've been busy. I believe I saw you on FanDuel late in the day on Friday, correct?
Yeah, I mean, they're most Friday evenings. The shift time varies. It's often 8 to 11, but this past Friday and the next couple of weeks, 5 to 8. But it's nice to have some experience on the television side of our wonderful game.
Well, I mean, you've done a lot of it over the years. And post time now with the time shift, it seems like it's a little bit earlier at Los Al than it was maybe a month ago.
Yeah, it's probably, it's always going to be in keeping with the final race of the afternoon program.
Yeah.
And, you know, we typically slot in about half an hour after that. So it really is dictated by Santa Anita and Del Mar's afternoon timetable.
Correct.
I think probably next weekend, Mike, we might set eyes on the babies for the first time. We're getting very close to seeing the first two-year-old races of the season.
Okay, and they were a little bit late coming in due to, I think, a couple of factors. Am I correct in saying that?
Yeah, I don't know too much about that, actually. But
yeah.
They'll be building up to the Grade 2 Kindergarten Futurity in April.
Okay, and we always something to look forward to. Well, eight of them tonight. Can you give us a little bit of a recap? Anything exciting last night, Michael?
Well, it was just surprising that we had the pick six carryover confirmed before they even ran the final race. Because there were some scratches and some smaller field sizes last night, yet nobody could nail down that sequence. And the early pick four actually paid terrific. Plus, we got the pick six carryover. So the races were competitive, and there were two winners last night that came from seemingly impossible positions to win. Tutti 2 in race 3 at 6-1, and the horse that won the finale, the favorite Mojo, both horses were just shut out early and made miraculous recovery. So it was actually a very interesting, entertaining night.
Well, we'd like to be entertained tonight if we can go to the bank. Certainly, that always helps. Who do you like for the listeners this morning, Michael?
I'll give you two horses. I'll give you a favorite and one at better odds.
Okay.
I think the last favorite of the night is very tough to beat, race 8, number 8, Just Being a Friend, who finished second, by the way, in the 2 million futurity of 2021. He's now a 7-year-old, and he's racing in good heart. I think from the outside post in this allowance spot, he's very tough to beat for Elena Andrade and jockey Cesar Franco. He should be able to get the job done for us. And at 6-1 in the fifth race, as we try to bookend the late pick four, number 6, Uncle Leon, has a look. He had one local start down the 2.5-furlong straight course from gate one. He was out of play right from the beginning of that race, put a pen through it. It was his first start since October. On Grant Pass Downs and Emerald Downs form of last year, he's got a chance getting to a wider post position. He loses Edgar Pierres, who's going to ride the favorite from the rail. But Salvador Vargas is certainly very competent. In fact, he's doing very well for himself. And Uncle Leon, I think, can get a nice trip and step up and improve on that local debut. 6-1, it's worth including him.
Okay, race 5 set to go tonight at 7:32 Pacific, and race 8, you say it's number 8, goes at 8:56 Pacific. Michael Rona, thank you so much for getting up early for us. Really appreciate it. Looking forward to catching you live on FanDuel tonight. First post for 8 of them at Los Alamitos at 5:40 with a nice pick 6 carryover of better than 15,000 races 3 through 8. Have a great night, Mike.
Good on you. Thanks, mate.
All right, Michael Rona from Los Alamitos, and We'll step aside just for a minute or two. We're coming back strong with trainer Leonard Powell. Ray Pollock heads up the giant news aggregator in our game, the Pollock Report. Andy Harrington has some Derby hopefuls for us to be checking out. It's all straight ahead. This is Thurman LA.
Preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Angels baseball is less than 4 hours away here on Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Coming up at Los Alamitos are two of our biggest races for three-year-olds. The Grade 1 Los Alamitos Oaks on Saturday, March 28th, and the Grade 2 El Primero del Año Derby on Sunday, March 29th. Kindergarten winner Beautiful was the top qualifier to the Grade 1 Oaks. Can she win our biggest race for fillies? Meanwhile, Winter Derby winner Duda Cartel continues to shine. He heads the El Primero Final. Plus, Night Racing's best bets are here. The early and late pick 4 and the traditional pick 6. The total pick 6 pool was over $82,000 on March 8th. And racing fans, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Aqueduct, and more. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgard's Sports Bar. Don't miss our graded stakes finals at Los Alamitos.
Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The rags and sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the rags and sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the San Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. That 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
Pleasant. Good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us. Hour 2, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, and my sincere thanks to my man Chris Monreal inside here at the Big A in Anaheim. By the way, it's going to be Angels baseball later on this afternoon. They take on the Colorado Rockies at Tempe Diablo Stadium. Angels pregame going to start at 12:30 with Trent Rush, and then play-by-play Terry Smith, Bobby Valentine at 1:10 this afternoon. You can catch it all right here on the home of the Angels, AM 830. Let's get up to Santa Anita, and as advertised, going to be checking in with trainer Leonard Powell. Leonard, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you. Good. Thank you.
Listen, thanks for taking time for us. You got four horses in today. Just want to talk briefly about a couple of them. You know, in the first race, Leonard, you've got Island Paradise. To me, a big key today. You're back in with cowbreds, 9-2 on the morning line. No question, you're live. A really interesting horse, I think, in today's fifth race. That's the three Baldoro. There's no Captain Chuchis to deal with. This horse won his fifth in a row yesterday. This horse has been second in five out of his last eight starts. Got to have a long shot look here with Diego Herrera at 6-1 going a mile on grass, Leonard.
Yeah, no, I like him. You know, I mean, as you said, you know, he's got a lot of seconds, but hopefully one day will be his day. And the fact that Captain Chuchis won yesterday, and the horse that we finished runner-up two back, ran second or third to Captain Chuchis yesterday in a 2X. So, I mean, the form is live, and hopefully we get a good trip. We have a good post, so we shouldn't be too far back, and hopefully we finish in front.
Yeah, well, hey, I want to wish you all the best. Along with the jock, as you know, he's going to be leaving. He's been a regular rider for you with Baldoro, and I know you like this guy's work ethic, and we wish him well wherever he goes, and hopefully he's back here in the not-too-distant future.
Yeah, definitely. You know, Diego is one of the up-and-coming riders here, and he just needs to gain more experience, you know, and but with the small fields here, it's not easy for him to pierce through, but hopefully at this time of the year in Florida, he'll get some opportunities and improve his resume.
Yeah, as you know, young jockeys, they need to ride races. Young baseball players, they need at-bats, so on and so forth. Hey, let's move on to the main event today. You've got a long shot in here, a four-year-old filly by Midnight Loot. She's in really good form, comes out of a couple of non-winners other than races, second on both occasions, beat ahead. In looking at the pace, it doesn't look like there's a whole lot of it. Now, you've attended the pace. Last time out, you came from the clouds. Can you win from a long way out of it at a mile and a quarter today, stretching out a little bit off a mile last time?
Yeah, I think, you know, she's a filly. She's run second at a mile and 3/8 at Del Mar. So I'm not worried about the distance. And we don't have an ideal post. But hopefully, you know, it's a big field, so we shouldn't be crawling ever, you know. If
right.
we go 24 and change, we should be able to close. I just hope they don't go, you know, 25, 51.
Exactly. You know? Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll have to wait and see. Wish you well there. And now that was all the wind-up. Here's the pitch, Leonard. You got a four-year-old English-bred filly, French-raced, in today's ninth and final by the name of Yoga Master. And she hasn't run since October 19th at Longchamp. I mean, she's kept good company over there. This will be her U.S. debut. You look early on her form as a two-year-old a couple of years ago. She gave a good account of herself sprinting on two different occasions and was beaten by narrow margins. She'll make her U.S. debut on Lasix. You get a very live rider in Armando Ayuso. Leonard, as you know, you don't have to be all that fit to go 6 furlongs on the turf. What about Yoga Master's chances? Can she win today?
Yeah, I believe so. You know, she's had some very nice works, and the times were fast, and but it was on a quick surface. You know, the poly track is kind of faster than the dirt.
Yeah.
But, you know, the first few works, she had trouble switching leads, but the last work, I was very happy because we kind of, you know, did a different approach in her work, and she did switch leads on cue. And once she did switch leads, she really leveled herself and finished really fast. So, I mean, there's quite a bit of speed in the race today. So she should be closing late, but no, I like her chances.
Well, I do as well, for whatever very little that's worth, Leonard. Leonard, thank you so much. Doing a great job, and continued success here this winter and spring at Santa Anita. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your work, too.
Appreciate it. Leonard Powell from Santa Anita. And now, as advertised, we say hello to Ray Pollock, heads up racing's number one news aggregator, the Pollock Report. Ray, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good, Mike. Good morning.
Good. Hey, listen, we traded texts yesterday. I can't believe what continues to transpire over in Dubai. Headline on a story filed by Chelsea Hackbarth this past Friday afternoon, and she was using a story at the Thoroughbred Daily News as the news peg. A 30-minute missile delay at Maidan Racecourse on Friday. I'm going to quote from her story. Said that according to TDN, track commentator, and this is at Maidan Racecourse in Dubai on Friday, track commentator Pat Comerford made the following announcement after the first race, and I quote, "There is an alert that has come through from the Ministry of Defense that due to a current situation and potential missile threats, immediately seek a safe place here in the closest secured building. Steer clear, steer away from windows, doors, and open areas, and please wait for further instructions. Please make your way in an orderly fashion inside the grandstand until we wait for further information," end quote. Ray, I think you grew up in the Chicago area. I don't know if you guys had the nuclear drills like I did when I was in the first, second, third grade kindergarten. It was called duck and cover. But just talk about the situation. Apparently, they're going to go on with the Dubai World Cup in about 13 days on Saturday, March 28th.
Yeah, I would be surprised if they cancel the World Cup unless things really, really escalate beyond where they are right now. You know, we've seen weather delays. We've seen all sorts of delays in American horse racing.
This is unreal.
But shrapnel and bombs, drones or whatever, that's something else to get. I remember those drills in school where you had to go out in the hallway and cover your head. And of course, that probably wouldn't protect you from a nuclear bomb. But, you know, it made us feel better.
Well, and you're supposed to close your eyes, get under the desk, and keep your hands to yourself. Okay, I just wanted to verify that you guys actually did that in the Midwest like we did out here in suburban L.A. So we got that handled. But in your opinion, unless things were to degrade dramatically, and obviously the UAA has been a top priority target for the Iranians. They don't like all the wealth there and so on and so forth. So they've really been trying to do what they can to poke at them. But you think unless things really go south in a hurry, they will go ahead with the Dubai World Cup?
I think so. And one of the things that's going on there is that there's been a campaign of social media influencers to try to convince tourists and other people that everything is fine. There's nothing here to see. And so, in fact, you don't see a lot of video coming out of Dubai. And one of the reasons for that is that it's forbidden by the government to post anything on social media showing bombings or drone strikes or anything like that, even the interceptions. So they're trying to keep a lid on it, put on a happy face. And, as far as I know, the show is going to go on.
The California bred Lovesick Blues ran, I think he ended up fifth or fourth in a big sprint over in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. He's there and has been there. And I was told at Santa Anita the other morning that his trainer, Labrato Baracchio, I think he left Tuesday morning to head over there. So he's there. We've heard about other people maybe not going, but it looks like the show will go on. So that is really interesting.
Yeah, like I said, I would be surprised. I don't think they want to cow down to the threats of it's war. Actually, it's not terrorism, but they feel like they've got good interceptors on these missiles and drones, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and hopefully the Iranians get weaker and weaker with each passing hour and day. Let's talk about some other things in terms of horse racing here, our future. You guys have covered the Florida decoupling battle. Apparently there was a bill that carried the Florida State House of Representatives, and then they couldn't get the supporters couldn't even get the bill to the floor in the Florida Senate. So it went bye-bye. So they're safe for now, but obviously management down there, Gulfstream Park, Belinda Stronach, they're not going to give this fight up. They want to decouple. They want to develop that property there where Gulfstream Park is. Your take on the situation vis-a-vis horse racing and what the future might hold here?
Well, my take is that a lot like people who invest in the stock market, thoroughbred breeders don't like uncertainty. And because you're planning a mating right now for a foal that's going to be born next year and it's going to make the races 2 years later.
Yep.
So you like to have some long-term certainty that you're going to have a place to run your foal. And right now, they don't have that. They've got, a pledge of 3 years of racing. Well, that's great. The bill that you mentioned didn't get heard in the Senate. The governor, Ron DeSantis, would veto it anyways, but he's out.
He's termed out, yeah.
Yeah, and so, we're going to have a whole new set of players next year, and I'm sure that they're going to come back with the same kind of thing. And, meanwhile, thoroughbred breeders have looked and said, I don't know if this is a good idea to breed a mare this year to a stallion, to have a foal in 27, a runner in 29, because we don't know who's going to be running then.
Yeah. And Ray, I mentioned a couple of times, you sent me data earlier today regarding foal crops. And in Florida, Harry Manjurian is no longer active. That he was a big breeder down there. The Florida breeding situation, the numbers have really declined in terms of foal crop. I think you showed me going back to 2004. Talk about it internationally and then maybe five different states here in America.
Sure. Yeah. Internationally, the United States and Canada have had the biggest hits to their foal crop. Over a 20-year period, U.S. foal crop is down 51%. It's down 63% in Canada, which is smaller and more dependent on a handful of people. But around the world, the crops are down a little bit. Great Britain is down 33% over 20 years. Mm. France, surprisingly, is pretty much even. Japan is pretty much even. But the United States has, since, I guess, 1989, 1990, when the first riverboats started and, states started looking at casinos as a way to make some money for their coffers, things have really changed since the late 1980s, and the U.S. has taken a huge hit on full crops, with you know, with the exception of Kentucky, which has fallen over the 20 years, fallen by about 20%, but their percentage of the overall full crop keeps growing. And I think the reason is that, you know, Kentucky has certainty now as far as the future of racing in the state. It's also the home of the commercial market for thoroughbreds. You can't say that about California, and you really can't say that about Florida either. There's virtually no commercial market in California for yearlings. They don't even have a good two-year-old sale anymore in California. Florida has a sale for yearlings, but it's nothing like what you see in Kentucky or up in Saratoga. So, you know, Florida has lost not just Harry Mangurian, but major breeders like Farnsworth Farm.
Frank Stronach.
Frank Stronach doesn't breed there. John Franks, going back, you know, 20 years or so, mm-hmm. was just at the end of his thing. So they've lost a half dozen really, really large operations, and they haven't been replaced for the most part. California, you know, we lost John Mabee some years ago, which was a big thing. John Harris just passed, and you know, those foals are being dispersed. So, but I think the bigger thing is there used to be more smaller breeders that would breed the race. The Hat Ranches, the Earl Shibes, Connie Ring, Three Rings Ranch, and
seem
to have disappeared. You know, the people that had a small group of mares that they breed to race, and I think that's what's really hurt. California, you know, once had almost 5,000 foals. So that was the early 1990s. They're down to 1,000 now.
Annually.
That's a huge hit, yeah.
That is a huge hit. Well, bringing it back closer to home, as you've just done, really enjoyed your piece on Turf Paradise. You went over there and visited at length with Tom Lute, who's running things over there. Gary Hartunian, we know him with Rockingham Ranch here in Southern California. He's put the money up. They've got a two-year lease from owner Jerry Sims over there, and they got to make a decision whether they want to stay there and maybe extend the lease or look for additional property, you know, and so many people are wondering, hey, it really does look like Turf Paradise, and you've talked to a lot of people at Del Mar and all over, Ray. I've told people, if Tom Lute, a guy with his gravitas, I'll put it that way, I mean, he was a big guy at Vinery in Kentucky. He had a big job with the Breeders' Cup. He was the head guy with Santa Anita for a year. He has been around. He's been around as an owner breeder as well. He sees the big picture. He knows the lay of the land. For me, to see a guy like Tom Lute go to Turf Paradise, that tells me they think there could be a likelihood of a huge boost in business, meaning inventory coming over from California in the not-too-distant future. I don't want to put words in your mouth. Your take on it, Ray?
Well, you know, we're all concerned about the future of Santa Anita. You know, Belinda Stronach hasn't said she's going to sell the place, but there's been whispers and there's people that work for her that have talked about it. And if Santa Anita goes, what do you have left in California? You have Del Mar racing on a state-owned property, which is probably safe for the near term, and you have Los Alamitos, and the long term there you're not sure about either. So Could you have a circuit that consists of horses running at Turf Paradise in the winter from, you know, November into May, and then have Del Mar and Los Alamitos? You could. It would be a lot weaker than what we have today, obviously, with Santa Anita. I mean, that's one mm-hmm. of the crown jewels of horse racing. But you have to be realistic and look at it. What is the option? What is the other option if Santa Anita were to close? Nobody's going to build a track in California. Land is too expensive. So that's not going to happen. Land is cheaper in Arizona. It's not dirt cheap, but you know, there's more available land if Hartunian or, you know, partners up with some other people to buy land and build a track somewhere in the Phoenix area. So that's a possibility, I think.
And one thing that Tom Lute said to you, and he made it very clear, he's not buying into any pie-in-the-sky notion of a possibility of Indian gaming, any sort of additional revenue to the purses coming in. the Indian gaming lobby over there is every bit as strong as it is here in California. He knows what they have to do is strengthen the product there and try and make it happen to see if it's feasible.
Yeah, it's as you know, it's hard for a racetrack to stand on its own 2 feet with only one source of revenue, that being the pari-mutuel wager. There's very few tracks in the country that have that anymore. California is one, and Turf Paradise is one. Tom, he doesn't think they're going to get gaming in Arizona.
No.
I think he holds out hope that if they can strengthen the racing in Arizona, that the legislature might pass some sort of subsidies to subsidize purses, just to help solidify the business a little bit. But that's not going to happen until I think they show that, you know, that they're a significant entity. And, you know, Phoenix is, as he pointed out, it's a great sports town. Major League Baseball, football,
no question,
basketball. They lost their hockey team.
Look what they've done with spring training, the Cactus League now. It's just amazing.
It's huge. Yeah. In fact, one of the cute things about Turf Paradise is when they have the call to the post, they have the organist, the guy that, you know, plays the organ at one of the spring training camps.
Yeah.
That has a recorded call to the post on the organ, which is kind of fun.
Yeah, I like that. One other thing I want to touch upon, and that is the cowbred situation. As you and I talked on the phone yesterday, there is ample precedent for state-bred races being run in a different state. It does and has happened around the country, and I think if it were to come to pass that Santa Anita went away, that sort of an arrangement would have to be worked out over there at Turf Paradise.
Yeah, every state's got different rules and regulations and whether or not you have to go to a state legislature to change the law. But we've seen it before where two states have combined their state breeding entities when the numbers get so small. Illinois and Arkansas is an example. They're talking about doing that between Iowa and Minnesota and some other Midwestern states. So I think that's a good possibility to combine two breeding states. Arizona has a small breeding industry. And, you know, I think Arizona could, I mean, it really could move up. Arizona Turf Paradise used to be a decent track. Under Jerry Sims, it's really been neglected. Tom said he talks to people all the time around town, and he says he's at Turf Paradise, and they said, oh, I thought that track closed.
I know.
You know, that's the reputation that it's had for a number of years.
So a lot of upside there, Ray, no doubt.
Yeah, there really is.
So, hey, thanks so much for your time, and as always, enjoy everything at the Pollock Report, and here's hoping the Dubai World Cup is able to be run in 13 days without incident. Thanks so much, Ray.
Yeah, those jockey helmets may really come in handy.
Big time. Appreciate it.
Take care. Okay,
Ray Pollock on behalf of the Pollock Report, and now we say hello to Andy Harrington on behalf of NationalTurf.com. Andy, good morning. How are you? Yeah. Hey, I wanted to kind of pick your brain a little bit about some Derby prospects. What about a couple of recent Bob Baffert maiden winners? Cherokee Nation, we understand he's likely to be pointed to the Santa Anita Derby, and Crude Velocity ran lights out a week ago yesterday, sprinting, going 6.5 furlongs. Any sign of those horses, maybe some other Derby prospects?
Yeah, Cherokee Nation came back and worked an easy 38.38 yesterday. Just loose rein gallop, and he's a big, tall sort of horse. I remember in the race when he stopped the watch in 34.2 about, I believe, 9 days ago, Jaramillo just gave him a loose rein all the way down the backside. And I think that's the way the horse wants to run. You can't really grab him. He's a little uncoordinated. You can't start and stop on a horse like that.
Mm-hmm.
So he looked good coming out of that effort, and he's coming back 8 days later in the work. So all systems go seem for him. Crude Velocity has not come back. He's probably due tomorrow. Norm Baffert, maybe he'll come back on Wednesday. That would be his normal pattern, which
right.
is usually a week and 2 days or a week and 3 days, depending on it. So he hasn't worked back. Intrepido did work this morning for Jeff Mullins, who skipped Bob Lewis, and now he's going straight into the Santa Anita Derby and worked. I think that was a good choice. He's picked up some weight. He was a little a little crabby in, you know, in February. I just don't think he was really feeling it. He put it out on the line in his comeback race against Plutarch. So he's going well. Hector Barrios worked him as like a minute and two and galloped out with some verve. So he's got a little more pep in his step. I don't see any reason why he can't run right back. If he was only ahead back of Plutarch, and Plutarch, before he went on the sideline, was the top guy here. So he hasn't really – he might have been a really good choice in retrospect for Jeff Mullins to skip the middle prep race in here. So he's going well too. So those are the two. Nobody else has really come back outside of from the race last week for anybody. So you know, whether it be Potente, who won last week, or Robusta for Doug O'Neill. So they should be on the tab sometime this week though.
Yeah, it's interesting. You said Intrepido was a little crabby. Are you suggesting that horses have feelings too?
Well, I think he laid it on the line. He said they're athletes, and sometimes it takes a little while to come back, you know. And I think Jeff saw his horse and said, you know what, we can just wait a month, and I can train him, and he can start feeling better. And
reading his athlete is what he's doing.
Yeah. I mean, and Jeff has done nothing wrong recently, for sure. He's an excellent trainer, and he knows his horses as well as anybody. So I think it'll prove to be a very good choice. Whether he can win the Sandy Derby or not, we will see. But I do think he'll run his A race.
Well, thank you for that, Andy. Now let's get to it. 9 races today, and a pick 6 carryover of better than 32,000. And we got carryovers in the Coast to Coast 5, the Sunset 6 as well. So a lot of pressure on you this morning, Andy. Where do you want to go?
Let's go to the third race. We've got a whole passel of first-time starters going 6 furlongs on the grass. We've got 2 Bafferts in here. We've got a fast working Glatt. But the horse I'm going to go with, there's 2 Phil D'Amatos in here. The one I'm going to go with is a horse called Melismatic, who's the number 5 horse in here. The 2 Phil D'Amatos, Bright-Eyed Bungle, who's in the 2-hole, they've been working together. And I've had Melismatic outworking the other D'Amato every time. Kazuchi Kimura has been up. Looks like kind of a handy horse. Both the Bafferts could win, but Bob puts his horses on the grass, usually, not always, but usually they're kind of in the B squad. So I'm thinking that's where these two, they might be useful horses, but I don't think they're any stars. So we got a decent price on Melismatic, who's 8-1 on the morning line. And we get Kimura and we get Phil, who wins, his share of grass races around here. So in the third race, number 5, Melismatic.
Well, what a shock. Phil D'Amato walking down the road to the winner's circle with an Irish bred making his U.S. debut. That's what Andy Harrington is prognosticating here in race 3. Melismatic with Kazuchi Kimura up, who's been aboard in the morning. Andy, thanks so much for your time and thoughts, observations. Always appreciate it. Tell us about nationalturf.com and what's there.
Sure. It's Scotty reported on all the horses I've seen on any given card. I'll give you some grades, give you a little more information to take to the racetrack with you. Maybe you can't find other places. So nationalturf.com.
Appreciate it very much. Take care, Andy. Have a great day.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, listen, folks, if you're looking for a new or used vehicle, don't wait. Get over to David Wilson's Toyota of Orange. I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, they saved me well over $1,000 on a repair bill for an air conditioning situation. I don't want to get into detailed specificity, but it was going to cost me $1,200 at another place. And these guys basically said, hey, the only thing that's wrong is it needs Freon. So, yeah, I'd been lied to. They won't lie to you. At David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, and I can tell you from multiple experiences buying new vehicles there dating way back to 2005. David Wilson's Toyota of Orange. Go to toyotaoforange.com or give them a call at 714-639-6750. If you get into Toyota of Orange, say hello to my good friend Robert Householder. We are going to take a quick time out, and we'll be coming back strong with a hot handicapper. Bruce Finkelstein had an on-air winner last week at Santa Anita, paid $13.20. Hoping for more of the same today. Don't go away.
Closing time, open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time, turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8-mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Om and Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
Serve in Los Angeles. Folks, this segment brought to you in part not only by Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, which has propelled Juan Hernandez to multiple meet titles over the past 4 years here in Southern California, but also by Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne, just off the southwest corner of Foothill and D Street, right behind In-N-Out Burger and next to Stater Brothers. As Doug O'Neill likes to say, and by the way, he is Santa Anita's leading trainer, Doug O'Neill, save a taco, eat a pizza, get into Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Right now we head up to Las Vegas and say hello to Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Bruce, good morning. Hope you're having a great weekend.
Doing well, Mike. How are you?
Good. On behalf of the listeners, thank you so much. Great job last weekend with Rearm Joe at Santa Anita a week ago today. $13.20 to Wynn Mutual. Boy, that'll work a few days a week.
Yeah, that was the hard way. We won the head bob in a really close finish, and then we had to sweat out a steward's inquiry. So it wasn't easy. We got there and got the money.
Were you hooping and hollering with Ed Burghardt at the South Point yesterday? You sound a little rusty.
Yeah, I'm a little bit. I'm a little bit of a sore throat, but
I'm sorry.
I'm hanging in. I'm doing okay.
I know you love this time of the year with the Final Four and all this and that. But let's go ahead and talk horse racing. Where do you want to go out of town for your first selection today, Bruce?
You know, with the weather condition, what it is in Florida, we did a little audible, and I'm going to take a look at Fairgrounds today, Mike. Let's let's check out the sixth race at Fairgrounds. It's an eight-race card, so the beginning of the late pick three. This is an allowance, non-winners twice. I want to give another shot to the bottom horse here, the six-horse, Fully Volatile. He came off a three-month layoff. He beat non-winners with a professional race, sitting just a couple lengths off the pace. Got the job done coming down the lane. He ran at this level last time out. Mike, he got jammed up in the at the start. He was crowded right after the break. And instead of being a couple lengths off the pace like he was in his previous, he was six lengths back. When a horse has a 2 to 3 length move and you're six back, you're in big trouble. He made a big mid-race wide move. He kind of emptied out at the end of that race. Let's give him another chance here today. The speed is drawn all inside of him, obviously, with the outside post, and I think he has bounce back potential. Sixth race, the six, Fully Volatile, listed at 9-2 on the morning line.
Okay, Bruce, and post time for that is 3:15 Central. I got to digress just a little bit. You watch signals from all over the country. You do it for a living. I would make the signal from the Fairgrounds, the quality of the video, near the bottom. Conversely, Aqueduct, that video, they've got to have high-res cameras there. That video from Aqueduct is magnificent. It looks like you can just reach out and touch them.
Yeah, the high definition is higher, I think, in New York than it is in New Orleans. And the other problem is obvious, Mike, at New Orleans is, look, I love trees like everybody else, but, man, it just blocks your view down the backstretch. I mean, they need a good tree trimmer or something there at the Fairgrounds. In fact, sometimes I was watching a replay at the Fairgrounds in a sprint race. Sometimes they'll just take the head on at the start. You can't even see the pan shot. So I don't know. It's some kind of historical place, right, that's protected. Fairgrounds, but man, can we trim the trees a little bit there?
The Big Easy. The things roll a little bit differently down there. Here's something else. When it gets late in the day, their lighting down there is, as Jim Healy used to say, horseshoe.
Yeah, they've had some cards that go late into the evening. Oh, you're right. It's pretty
brutal.
Yeah, they're using the soft white, and they should probably be using a little higher resolution of lighting there for sure.
All right, we're back to the glass half full. Come on out to Santa Anita. Who do you like on the 9-race card today with several carryovers, one of them in the pick six?
I'm going to go to the first race today. This is a maiden 50 cowbred at a mile on the turf race. Check out the rail horse, Star of Delhi. Now, back in mid-January, ran against straight maidens. I thought this was a decent effort. This runner just ran third all the way around the track in a good-looking race for the level, showing decent speed. Fast forward to its next race a month later, Mike. Didn't draw the best post, had the eight box, was forced wide the first part of the first turn. Then, at the end of the clubhouse turn, Pereira had to check. And he fell out of it in that race. I think he lost a little bit of running position, and he just ran an even six. Well, here's the good news today. We draw the rail today, drop from straight maidens, that magical drop in class in for attack for the first time. I think if they get aggressive with this guy, he could potentially make the lead in a race kind of begging for a front runner. So look for a bounce back on him, too. Race one, number one. Star of Delhi, listed at 5-1. I think the name is Epifanio Garcia aboard Dwayne Baker.
Yeah, I was unaware. Thanks for that. First post time today at Santa Anita at 1 o'clock. Talk about the website, betonbruce.com.
Yeah, full card analysis, Santa Anita with audio, the late pick five from the Fairgrounds today, and also best bets from Santa Anita. It's a weird card today, Mike. There's some really unplayable races, but there's several playable races. It's either there's no gray area races today, either very playable or unplayable today. So, you know, you got to be judicious today and show good restraint and money management tools, and I think we can make some money.
Oh, okay, terrific. I appreciate that. Now, your voice is better, so I'm going to keep you for another minute. Did you happen to see race 7 yesterday from Santa Anita? A four-horse photo going a mile on turf. Captain Chuchi's a wind machine, got it by a nose. Be honest with me. Who did you think won it, looking at it live and then all the replays that were shown?
Not that I'm that great at calling it, but because he's gray, I thought he might have won the head bob.
Really?
Captain Chuchi, Mike. That's the only reason I thought he got there. What a remarkable horse this horse is. He just he knows where the wire is, doesn't he? And he had to sit behind a barnmaid. And it's funny, he would have been a front runner. Now he's sitting just off the pace. What a great runner he is. He's on this amazing streak. And if he just, like I said, he just wants to beat you. It's not always
That's
pretty.
It. Yeah.
It's not always pretty, Mike, but, man, he just keeps chugging. He keeps trying. I guess they're going to go up one more level after this, but he's one of my favorites out there right
Gotta
now,
be.
Captain Chuchi's.
Got to be. Four-time winner at the meet. One is, was that his fifth in a row yesterday, Bruce?
Sounds like it, yeah. I think there was a big layoff in between that streak, too.
Yeah. I know it. He's won six out of his last eight. I had it written down here someplace. Just an amazing horse. Hey, Bruce, always enjoy the time. Thanks. Have a great day and a little honey and warm water. Appreciate it.
We'll get through it. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it, man.
You bet. Hey, listen, before we break, folks, Bob Mazursky couldn't join us today. Well, I want to let you know this. If you happen to be a beginner to horse racing or an enthusiast of this beautiful sport, you need to know about the Data Eel. Data Eel is horse racing simplified. The Data Eel gives people a fun and easy entrance into the complex sport of horse racing. Experienced enthusiasts use Data Eel to enhance their handicapping skills in a simplified way. The Data Eel algorithms have already crunched the numbers for your favorite racetrack. Go to dataeel.com. That's dataeel.com or horseracingsimple.com. We'll hit our final break and come back real quick, like going to South Florida with Toby Callett. Take two from New York with Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets. This is Thoroughbred Los Angeles.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. I know who I want to take me home. I know who I want to take me home. I know who I want to take me home. Take me home.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Coming up at Los Alamitos are two of our biggest races for three-year-olds. The Grade 1 Los Alamitos Oaks on Saturday, March 28th, and the Grade 2 El Primero del Año Derby on Sunday, March 29th. Kindergarten winner Beautiful was the top qualifier to the Grade 1 Oaks. Can she win our biggest race for fillies? Meanwhile, Winter Derby winner Duda Cartel continues to shine. He heads the El Primero final. Plus, night racing's best bets are here. The early and late pick four and the traditional pick six. The total pick six pool was over 82,000 on March 8th. And racing fans, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Aqueduct, and more. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. Don't miss our graded stakes finals at Los Alamitos.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get. Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Welcome back. Final segment, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Again, a programming note, Angels warm-up coming your way at 12:30, and then it's Angels-Rockies. Angels are home team today from Tempe Diablo Stadium. Game time 1:10. Terry Smith, Bobby Valentine will be along with a play-by-play. Trent Rush handles the duties with pregame, and right now, guy who always handles this time on the show every Sunday morning, my good friend Toby Callett from South Florida. Toby, good morning. How are you?
Well, thanks for considering me a good friend. The feeling's mutual.
Well, thank you, Toby, and a ton of respect going your way, I'll tell you that. Give us a little update on the weather situation at Gulfstream today with 10 races. First post at 9, make it 12:50 Eastern, 9:50 here, so they're probably about 3 or 4 minutes from the gate.
Very good. See, you're well-trained now. You get you understand exactly how it works.
We know how to adjust and so on.
The Gulfstream clock. There you go. One quick thing about what Bruce Finkelstein had mentioned about the trees at the fairgrounds and the quality of the signal. It all has to do with the almighty dollar. It's got nothing to do with conserving.
CDI. Churchill Downs Incorporated.
Spend some cash. That being said, we had a curveball. The last 2 days, the main track was fast, but they were off the turf. Now, they were on the turf this morning till about 11 or so, and they did get rain. So now we're all tepetted and sloppy dirt for right now. So the three races out of headquarters from the Lindo Ike concern, they're all going to be tepetta, but my contract orders from headquarters is to give these races out.
You're supposed to promote these gimmick wagers between the two, east and west. I get it.
Well, it's also personal because I know Bob Ike is always into this, and if I let him down, he'd be disappointed. And you know, Bob's a good guy. I want to own up to what I'm supposed to do. So here we go. Race 7, I like the 2, American Pop Star. I think he was a good claim. Tepetta is okay. He broke his maiden on a turf-off Tepetta at this level. The 9th race, I'm looking at the 6, Shifty. Mark Cassie, trainee, coming off the layoff. Woodbine experience is a previous winner on synthetic. The 10th race is really interesting. Might actually lure me to the window myself on number 2, Jim's Hope. Jim's Hope is trained by Martin Drexler, a Canadian guy who comes here and wins races. I claimed this horse a long time ago, hasn't had much success hadn't had much success until he got here, and he won a condition claimer with the aforementioned Junior Alvarado, who's riding again today. And this horse's best races in his life have been on synthetic. I think they were entered for turf and licking their chops if it came off, and here you go. Jim's Hope, 5-1 on the morning line. Main rivals were the 1, Corta Fuego, and the 7, Jayhawk. 2-1-7 would be like heaven to go home a winner.
Toby, do you happen to remember a jock by the name of Hoogie Drexler?
I do.
Yeah, he rode in the Midwest quite a bit. He was at Santa Anita for a very brief time. He finished his career over at Turf Paradise. Very capable rider, nice guy. His son actually worked in my publicity department for a short time. Really great kid. Anyway, I saw the name Drexler. You don't see too many of those in horse racing. So,
no, this is a Canadian family.
Yeah. Okay, appreciate it very much. We've got the coordinates. Hopefully Bob and John are satisfied, and we're good to go.
Okay, as long as everybody's happy, then here we go. Have a good time with Jonathan.
Thank you so much. Toby Callow from South Florida. Now take two with Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets on the heels of a $14.20 Santa Anita winner last Sunday on air, Ghazali. John, the ball's on the tee. Good morning.
Morning, Mike. Toby Callow betting a Tapita race. It must be a national holiday.
Well, those guys on Saturday morning, they're really putting the strong arm tactics on him to stick with those particular wagers there at Gulfstream. Yeah, I know.
He does a hell of a job, I'll tell you that much. A few weeks ago, he gave out like some super or try or something that paid like $1 million. So Toby does a great job, and we enjoy his input for sure.
No doubt about it. Well, we enjoy yours as well. 9 of them. We get underway at 1 o'clock today in Arcadia.
Let's look at the 9th and final today at Santa Anita, Mike, and I love the number 2 horse in here, Miss Kitty Boom. This is a 4-year-old filly from the Richard Baltus barn. Her last race, 6.5 furlong sprinting on the turf at Santa Anita, was a huge figure, and the barn was not going well at that time. The last week or so, the Richard Baltus barn has certainly picked up, and everything he's sending out is firing. This horse is listed at 5-1 on the morning line. Juan Hernandez aboard to ride. It's the final leg in the pick six at Santa Anita, and it's the final leg in the Sunset pick six, you know, between Gulfstream and Santa Anita, and I'm giving everybody a single here. Number 2, Miss Kitty Boom, wins today's 9th and final out at Santa Anita.
And this is some old California breeding, but this filly's Kentucky bred. She's by McLean's Music, but out of a Tis Bud mare, who the owner breeder Pamela Zyboth, she and her family, they own Tis Bud, was a very, very good horse by Tis Now out here in Southern California some years back. The dam is Kitty Boom Boom. Again, a 4-year-old filly comes off a nice maiden win on February 14th, going 6.5, shortens up just a little bit, and retains the services of the leading man powered by Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, Juan Hernandez. Once again, John, tell us about that website, JonHardoon.com.
3 best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we have Aqueduct, Oaklawn, Gulfstream, and Santa Anita selections.
And I got a little dispatch from Mark Ratzke at Los Alamitos. I think it was Mark, stating that there's a move to get the betting on the war and how long it's going to go and so on and so forth to make that where you can't do that anymore. I forget the name of the site, but I think it's a good thing. But, John, just between you and me, what are the chances you think they will go ahead and run the Dubai World Cup in 13 days, despite the fact they've been under significant fire over there?
Yeah, Mike, and who really knows? Who has the answers? Nobody knows what's going to be tomorrow there, to be honest with you. But
yeah.
I would not go personally, but that's just my opinion. I mean, why take chances? There's enough problems in this country. You want to go overboard,
yeah,
overseas? Good luck. I wouldn't do it, but apparently they have no fear. There are missiles flying overboard, but we're going to keep overhead, but we're going to keep racing, so that's good.
A 30-minute delay, duck and cover, and the authorities are on it. But anyway, John, they do seem, I mean, they're running now. They do seem like they're going to go ahead and run right through March 28th.
Well, it's the right thing to do in a way, you know. You can watch.
I agree.
Controlled by crazy people. You got to live your life and move on. But you know, it is what it is, and different lifestyle for sure.
Here's hoping things are a lot better a week from now. John, always appreciate your contributions in every regard. Thanks so much, buddy. Have a great day.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
And again, my thanks to Chris Monreal, making things happen here at the Big A in Anaheim, where we convene every Sunday from 8 to 10. You can hear us not only on AM 830, but worldwide at thoroughbredla.com, live and archived. Thanks to you folks for listening. Have a great day. Good luck. We'll talk next week.
You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice cold beer 7 days a week.